Thank you for watching Texans TV. This is Nick Skirfield of HoustonTexans.com. And a day after the Texans started their season with a 30-10 victory over the Miami Dolphins at Reliance Stadium, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media to go over injuries from the game as well as his thoughts on the game as a whole.
Dobbs is out of the hospital doing good. He ran with the team today. He's, you know, all indications are he's back on the field Wednesday. Just got a real good shot, and like I said, his neck was bothering him a little bit, but everything worked out. Everything looks fine.
So are there any other injury concerns that came up out of the game?
No, Cush is back out there today. Who else was on it yesterday? Brayman's actually back to work today. Should be ready to go on Wednesday. And there was one more coming out of the game. I can't remember exactly who it was, but no, we're fine. Okay, yeah, we came out pretty good.
Coach, a day later, what are your thoughts on the offensive performance overall, the ebb and flow of the game?
You know, we had horrible field position to start the game. I think we started at the 5, 10, and 13. You know, we got the ball out of the hole, field position. You know, the game, they did a good job keeping the game on our end early. They moved the ball on us the first drive. We moved it on them. Missed a field goal. That flipped field position again. So after that, once we got the turnover, I think we scored 6 out of 7 possessions. So that's a darn good thing. The biggest thing that was disappointing offensively was how we ran the ball, which wasn't very good at all, and how we finished on the 1 yard line and how we finished the game the last couple of drives. You know, cause I think that's it's a mark of a good team. Everybody knows you got to run it to finish a game. You can still line up and run it, and when we didn't do that yesterday.
What was the biggest problem? Was it up front?
I think it's across the board, John. It starts up front, always starts up front. But, you know, we got to all do things better, coach it better, call it better, do it better, backs, wide receivers, tight ends. You know what I mean? It's not one thing.
Guys on both sides of the ball said they hit y'all up with things they had not seen and that it took y'all a while to adjust. Did Sherman coming from here, did he give you something you hadn't seen?
Yeah, we saw a lot of formations and stuff that we hadn't seen them do in the preseason. And you know, that early in the game, like I said, they ran the ball on us a little bit early in the game, moved the ball on us. But I think once we got to, what, the end of the first quarter, early in the second quarter, I thought defensively we were pretty dominant the rest of the football game. But that's part of opening day. You're going to always, you know, get some things. And I'm sure we showed them some things that they hadn't seen also. But, you know, early in the game, we're battling, and trying to get the field position flipped, and then the turnovers obviously flipped the field position and the game entirely.
Bush averaged 4.2 yards a carry without a long one, and they had a 4-yard average. Usually you don't give that up. Are you worried about your run defenses early?
Well, we've had a few issues in the preseason. We've played some big, you know, San Francisco, big physical team, ran the ball and was pretty good when we played our ones in that game. Of course, that wasn't our ones out there against Minnesota, but we're going to get tested, John. And, you know, this week, you know, not to get too far ahead, but obviously we're playing a big physical team that's going to test us that way. So, you know, it's something that we can do a better job of. You know, once we got the lead, obviously they were throwing it a bunch and we were able to get after the quarterback and get the turnovers. But, you know, it's something that we got to continue to improve upon.
You said looking ahead, Jones Drew didn't skip a beat, 17 catches, 77 yeah. yards. Are you surprised he was able to be out that long and be so good early, and what do you expect from him?
Oh, I expect his best. You know, we had him at the Pro Bowl, and, you know, you always respect players that you play against, and I knew he was a great player. When we went to the Pro Bowl, I was very, very impressed with him there, not only as a player, as a person. So I think he's one, you know, he's a typical player who takes care of himself. They knew he was going to be ready to go when he came back, and obviously yesterday showed that. So, you know, they had a game in their grasp yesterday with, what, 15 seconds left to play in the game. So I know that was a very difficult, you know, game for them, and they'll be ready to go. It's always tough for us when we go there.
When you had a chance to go back and look at the film, what did you think about Antoine Caldwell and Derek Newton on the right side of the line?
You know, Nick, I don't look right and left. You know what I mean? That's been a big question throughout the course of camp. Obviously, there are two new players for us. Well, one relative, you know, that was Newton's first start in the NFL. So some good, some bad. You know, I think we knew that going in. That's what we were going to get. Caldwell has started some games, but I'm looking at it, the big picture, and we didn't run the ball well, whether we ran it right and left or up the middle. So when I talk to him, I'm talking to all five of them. You know, I'm not talking to right or left, and we got to play better than we did in the game.
Coach, I don't know if you're aware of one of your players talking about one of their offensive linemen after the play, twisting ankles, doing stuff like that. Have you seen any of that on film? If so, are you going to send it to the league?
Oh, I think Antonio. Antonio's a high-effort player, an energy player. Their guard, you know, he gets after it too. Those two had a heck of a battle going on all day long. You know, I think that's just part of the game. So It's very competitive. I think both teams are ready to play. Very competitive environment. So, I mean, I didn't see anything different you normally see week to week. I just saw two guys getting after it.
And also, I don't think we got your thoughts yesterday about Matt and also Tim getting the extensions from the team.
Well, first off, Matt was exceptional in the game. Played very well. You know, he had a good camp, came out, and like I said, I thought he was on top of his game yesterday. I'm happy for him. You know, it's good for the organization. It's good for the football team. We got a fine player, and they've got him locked up for a while. I'm happy for Matt and his family. You know, he wanted to be here. He wants to play here. So that's a very positive step. Tim, you know, Tim's just – he's a great example of a guy really earning his keep. I mean, Tim came from a free agent, been cut a few times, told no, kept coming back. He's become a fine player for us. And, you know, got rewarded yesterday. So, and he played well, very well in the game yesterday. So, you know, you're always happy when you know you're going to lock some of those guys up for a while. So it was a good day, not only to win, but to have that happen.
Coach Fred Davis, Sports Radio 610. How much of, you talk about the running game, or the running defense anyway, how much of it is because of the fact that your front seven didn't get a lot of reps together during the preseason? They finally, you know, got a chance on Sunday.
Yeah, because, you know, you're right. You've been missing J.J. throughout camp and Sean for the most part throughout camp. But, you know, I think we get tested that way all the time. You know, I just think that's, you know, you in this league, you're going to get tested. If you don't stop the run, then people are going to continue to do it. You know, if you can, you know, if you show you can stop it, or if you get a 10-point lead or something in this league, you know, people start to run out of plays and they got to throw it around. So, you know, we can play it a lot better than we played it early in the game yesterday. We know that, and we also know we got a big test coming this week. So those guys getting reps, playing together, it's the same way with our guys up front on the other side of the ball. You know, the further we go, the more plays Caldwell and Newton play together with everybody else, we should get better. You know, that's part of the process during the season. So hopefully it works out both ways.
Coobs, now that he's healthy, what was it like finally having a fade pattern with Matt to Dre?
Yeah, he I tell you, he got off to a great start. You know, he was I think I've said this to you a couple times, but Andre, the last 10 days of camp has really looked like the Andre I remember from, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I'm talking about from a work standpoint at practice. Andre's a guy that needs to do it in practice to do it in the game. It's just the way he is. And he had an excellent week last week, and, you know, it showed in the game. So I think he still probably played a couple too many plays than I want him to play. Me and Larry are going to try to keep an eye on that and keep him fresh. I think he played 49 plays, but they were 49 darn good ones. So, you know, he's off to a good start.
Coops, what is it about Matt that the public does not see that you've seen from the first time you guys played golf and you called Rick and said, pull the trigger and make the deal 5 years ago?
Well, he's a leader, Barry. I mean, he's you know, he's very respected in our locker room. Matt's a fine player. I mean, he can make all the throws. He can handle very difficult game plans. So from a football standpoint, that's a no-brainer. But what he brings to the team is a total commitment to being as good as he can be. I mean, you know, Matt's the first one in here every morning, last one to leave. I know that's an old cliche, but football is very important to him. Houston winning football games is very important to him, and you know, he loves this community. So, you know, all those things together add up to him having a very productive career here. What is this year, 9 maybe, 8 or 9 for Matt? So he's got a lot of good years of football left in him.
Gary, just thoughts on special teams?
Yeah, Mark. I'll catch you.
Thoughts on special teams?
You know what? We didn't play good at all, Mark. We didn't. So, you know, like – you know, you got to come in every day. When you get beat, you got to let things go and go get after the next game. Good teams, when they win, they're able to be hard on themselves. So we had to start today with that. We did not play well on special teams. We didn't cover well. We didn't return well. Something that we had been doing pretty consistent during the preseason. We had some guys playing some special teams, getting going again, that need to be big special teams player for us. Whitney Merciless needs to play well for us. Mr. Alexander. Throughout the course of the preseason, we did protect some of those guys when we're looking at young players, and it showed a little bit yesterday. I don't think some of the key guys on special teams are on top of their game. So we didn't come out of this game feeling very good about how we played, but we make the corrections today, and hopefully we're a lot better next week.
Coach, after the game, I talked to Kareem Jackson in the locker room, and he said that on the face mask penalty that he received, it was a late flag. He went to the referee, and the referee told him that he had received a call from the booth to throw the flag. Did you hear anything about that? That's
what, no.
No?
No, I don't know anything about that. Right. Kareem played very good. Kareem's a very physical player as a corner. When he tackles, when people make plays on him, he's going to hit him. You know, he's pretty physical in what he's doing. You know, right after that play, the thing I was impressed with after that play, he gets a call. you know, we talk about having a short memory in our locker room. You make a mistake, go to the next play. I think it was almost the very next play. He comes back and delivers a good physical blow again or a couple of plays later. So, you know, Kareem played well in the game, had a turnover. Our whole back end played very good.
I noticed that you only booted Matt Schaub in the passing game maybe once or twice. Yeah. Is there any particular reason why you did that?
Yeah, we did it twice. They protected the edges pretty good. You know, normally if we're not running the ball very well, you're not going to see a lot of boots, you know. So those things kind of go hand in hand. But we did, you know, drop back wise, we threw it very good yesterday. So, you know, we'll see. You know, probably may see one or two 1 week and 10 the next week. It kind of all depends how we're playing.
Coach, you talked about the running game not being at his best. How much of a concern is it moving forward to have slow starts at the beginning of the game?
Well, I mean, it's always a concern. Actually, we ran the ball good in the beginning of the game. You know, if you were looking for the good runs, they were the first four or five. You know, we were doing some crack toss stuff, trying to run these guys sideline to sideline because we knew they were tough to run downhill on. But, you know, there's always concerns. You know, every week, like you say, you come out of this game, we got concerns with that. You got concerns with special teams, you know. That's part of this league. And those concerns usually change week to week. You just got to make sure you're giving them attention and, you know, keeping your players moving forward and on their toes and figuring out how you go win the next game because they're all different.